This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I was stuck on a plane, so I didn't have to choose, but viewers had a television programming dilemma last night. Packers at Detroit on Thursday Night Football, and oh man, what a finish. Or over on NBC, that network's third live musical broadcast, The Wiz. Early numbers are that 11.5 million people tuned in to watch Mary J. Blige, Queen Latifah et al. That's more than double the network's typical audience for Thursday night. And by and large, they weren't hate-watching the way we had with the network's two previous live events, Peter Pan and The Sound of Music. In fact, reviews for The Wiz have been mostly positive. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at why things were different this time. Come on,
who doesn't remember at least some of the songs from The Wiz? Love for those songs helped ratings for The Wiz sail past Peter Pan, but it fell short of The Sound of Music. Still, NBC was able to charge premium rates for ads, and according to Nielsen, it got lots of Twitter love. 1.6 million individual tweets were sent out about the broadcast.
These days, a very solid primetime showing.
Jim Nail is an analyst with Forrester Research.
I think what they learned between Sound of Music and Peter Pan is they have to be very careful about the title that they select.
Executive producer Craig Zaden and his partner Neil Marin didn't realize that Peter Pan had sort of worn out its welcome with viewers.
We also made a choice to cast it with great actors, but not with huge stars. And we discovered that that doesn't work.
So for The Wiz, they got big names like Queen Latifah and Mary J. Blige. It also helps that The Wiz has a very loyal audience. Here's Marin.
It was the first time on film there was a big budget Hollywood musical that featured an all-African American cast. It was the first time on Broadway that a black musical won the Tony Award for Best Musical. So it's also significant in terms of the African American culture.
That may help NBC chase its competitors and their hits. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.